It's the first day. Welcome to the Board of Public Works for November 3rd, 2010. I really want to thank all the people of our state for going out yesterday and voting in this election. The people that came and expressed their diverse views, and as I said last night, you know, if we all agreed on everything, there'd be no purpose in having an election or electing representatives. But I feel so blessed and so honored to be able to serve the people of such a great state, especially in these challenging times. And we're going to have a couple of hard years still ahead of us, but I know we're up to this. I really do. And I really want to thank all the moms and dads and people across our state who went out yesterday to the polls and moved our state forward. And I ask the congratulate the comptroller on his victory yesterday
thank
and
you.
Ask you, sir, if you have any opening thoughts.
Thank you.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah. I want to thank Sheila McDonald for scheduling this board meeting. But Governor, my congratulations to you, and they're heartfelt because it was a very strenuous campaign, and frankly, the fact that you're going to be governor for four more years, I just congratulate you on that. It was a hard-fought effort, a very tough political environment, and I know we don't like to talk politics at the BPW meeting, but what the heck. But I think you bucked the national tide, and I think the taxpayers are going to benefit by the confidence that they place in you. So I'm very grateful. We're all trying to figure out from Attorney General Gantzer how to run unopposed. But anyway, I'm really looking forward, frankly, to the next 4 years because there are going to be some extraordinary fiscal challenges, and the fact that we can work together with Treasurer Kopp and continue to use our shared commitment for, frankly, social progress, but fiscal responsibility. I think those two values are not at war with each other. And
fiscally prudent, socially responsible.
Yes. So anyway, I want to congratulate also our wonderful Senator Barbara Mikulski and the members of the state's congressional delegation, everybody who earned seats in the General Assembly. It's such a great institution. Everyone at the local level and county councils and those wonderful courthouse positions throughout the state. And I'd also like to frankly say to everybody from both parties or all parties who ran and gave their best and came up short, I really salute your willingness to engage in the political process and for contributions that everybody made to the public debate. You know, I think of Frank Cradiville on the Eastern Shore. I think of former Governor Ehrlich and others that went into the arena, fought hard, and came up short. But it's to their credit. And my general election opponent, a gentleman named Bill Campbell, some of you may have had the chance to meet him. Mr. Campbell is a gentleman that served our country well with distinction, multiple capacities within the federal government. He is a fundamentally decent gentleman who ran a substantive and issue-oriented campaign. Obviously, we had legitimate policy differences. Why else would he have run? But the point that I liked about Mr. Campbell was he didn't resort to negative campaigning or personal attacks. And frankly, in this day and age, I think that should be recognized and commended. I visited and, like the governor and others, went to every nook and cranny of the state during this campaign season. I heard two resounding messages from the voters. First, they're deeply concerned about the nation's economy and their own ability to pay the mortgage and buy food, keep their jobs, put money away for the future. They have had to cut back and sacrifice, and they're demanding that we do the same in government by holding a firm line on taxes, spending, and debt. Secondly, and you all heard this, so many people were turned off by the toxic political environment that they saw, and particularly at the national level. Lady Catonsville told me yesterday, gotten to the point where she didn't even want to turn on her television. She didn't want to deal with the partisan and personal attacks. And I think it's not hard to figure out why so many Americans are giving up on politics. So while there's so much to be satisfied about this morning, we also have a lot of work to do to justify the confidence of Maryland's taxpayers, I think we need to reinforce our commitment to holding the line on taxes, spending, and debt. I also think we need to come together and offer our constituents a candid and bipartisan conversation about the challenges facing the country and our state, and do so with the kind of civility that inspires them to reengage in the political process. And I think the way to do that, just going back to the twin values of social progress and fiscal responsibility. Thank you again, Governor, and my heartfelt congratulations to you on your election. It's extraordinary. And roll up our sleeves and get back to work.
Amen.
Madam Treasurer?
There's little I could add except my congratulations to both you gentlemen and to the citizens of the state of Maryland for having made an outstandingly good set of decisions, I believe. I spent a good amount of time going door to door in several different areas just because I enjoy doing that and I like to find out what people are thinking, going to some schools, et cetera. And I do agree with the comptroller. People are concerned about the economy, the national economy. They're concerned about their children's future, their education, what the environment is going to be like, everything that we all are concerned about, too. But I do think the results of the election in Maryland are a clear indication that people recognize and respect the ability of a leader to make tough decisions. And to talk about reality, to keep an eye on the prize, and to share the common set of priorities of education, strong families, strong communities, and recognize that there often is not an easy way to go down the path, but we keep going, and not to quite candidly blow a lot of smoke at people. And I think people recognize that. And so, Governor, as I said a little early, grateful nation lifts its eyes to you. And we look forward to going forward,
not
back, and continuing the progress and the unique state that is Maryland.
Does the Treasurer get a hug, too?
Yes.
So I think we have to get to work.
I think we do. Let's get to work. We're on the Board of Public Works here, and we go to the Secretary's agenda. Mr. McDonald.
Good morning, Governor. Congratulations, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. We have 7 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning. We have 2 reports of emergency procurements. We're prepared to answer your questions.
And the interoperability one was pulled?
That will be on a later agenda, but we will be withdrawing that one. You want to announce that now? Deputy Secretary Stacia Cropper is here from Information Technology. I understand she is withdrawing item 3 IT.
Come on down.
Good morning, Governor. Madam Treasurer and Mr. Comptroller. Stacia Cropper standing in for L.H. Langer today, Department of IT. We had 3 items on the agenda. We are pulling 3 IT for today.
And because they're having trouble hitting their MBE, huh?
We are working on that. We have some other questions we're also trying to answer for you. So we will have those.
It's hard
soon.
To believe that in a state as diverse as ours, with a technology sector that's as diverse and as robust as ours, that on a contract as significant as this, that they wouldn't be able to hit their MBE.
They actually hit the MBE goal. They've exceeded the goal that was established on the contract. We're just looking for a different level of diversity within that goal.
Okay.
Governor, if I could just, sure. If you're looking at items in that contract, if you could also look at the possibility of phasing in the contract based on how it's executed.
Yes, sir.
Because of the concern about the dynamic turnover in that technology area.
Yes.
And if you could come prepared to speak on that, that would be terrific.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any questions on that? So this item is...
3 IT, but
is pulled.
Right.
And defer once again.
Right,
what's that? Withdrawn?
Yes. They withdrew it. Yeah, okay. DIT withdrew.
Right. Any other questions on the balance of the Secretary's agenda?
Secretary's agenda. You'll have to come back.
Thanks very much.
I have Treasurer, item 7 was one of your Energy Performance Contract Lease Financing.
That's the one. That's the one. Thank you very much. Your help is always needed and appreciated. Item 7, Governor, an energy lease program. As you know, we have an ongoing energy lease program run through the Treasurer's Office. Patty Conrad, the head of state's debt management, is running it. It allows us to invest in savings, invest in energy improvements, which not only help the environment but save money. And I'm bringing this particular one to your attention and to yours, Madam Secretary of Transportation, because it's my understanding that your department, through the work of June Hornick, an employee, one of those thousands of Maryland State employees who for the last several months, while everything else has been going on, have been working hard, pressing forward and saving the taxpayers' money, is saving over $1.5 million for the taxpayers over the life of this lease because she figured out how to do it in an appropriately tax-exempt way, brought it back. It has been implemented. It is being carried out. We will save energy, help the environment, save money, and save particularly $1.5 million more than we even thought we could because of the work of your staff. And I hope you'll thank her
you
on our behalf.
Very pleased. Thank you.
Good
stuff. Anything else on the Secretary's agenda? Comptroller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Program open space.
Good morning, Governor.
The trees and the rivers.
Yes.
Are ever our allies.
Meredith Lathbury for the Department of Natural Resources. We have 6 items on the agenda this morning. We have 3 rural legacy easements and 3 conservation reserve enhancement easements. Be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Madam Treasurer.
It's just interesting that the very first rural legacy one that is going to help us save over 125 acres, conservation easement, is at the Harry Reid Farm in Dorchester County.
Really?
It's a very good sign for the...
Any relation?
I doubt it, but you never know.
What is that one? You want to talk about that one?
Sure. This is actually an interesting project because it involves our partnership with the Navy. And the Navy has a program called the Readiness and Environmental Protection Initiative, where they're seeking to protect land from development and protect open space around their key testing areas. And we have Liz Zucker here from the Nature Conservancy who's worked on this project. She can tell you a little bit more about it.
Morning.
Come on up to the microphone. We know you're shy. We know that you don't want to be broadcast on the web. We know all of these things.
My name is Liz Zucker. I'm the Eastern Shore Project Director of the Maryland, D.C. Office of the Nature Conservancy, and I am a co-sponsor with the Conservation Fund for the Anacoke Rural Legacy Area. And we have a terrific partnership with the state of Maryland and with the Navy, the U.S. Navy, who came to us last year and noted that we were doing some rural legacy work around the town of Vienna. Mayor Brinsfield was here last week. And the Navy has the restricted airspace for Patuxent Naval Air Station in St. Mary's County over the Nanticoke. So they saw what we were doing around Vienna because they get... noise complaints from the bombing maneuvers. So they came to us and offered us a partnership of $3 million to match with the Rural Legacy. And we've been working on farms and protecting farms and forests around Vienna with the Navy and with the state for the last year. So, and this is one of our projects.
Teamwork.
It is teamwork.
How many acres is this?
This one's 125, which is pretty small, actually. We usually do bigger areas. The last one was 200, and we've done 400 acres.
But it's all square within the green print, huh?
Yes. Yep. We're building huge blocks of protected lands around Vienna.
That's very good. All right. Tell the mayor I'm going to be down now.
We're looking forward to it. We're going out tomorrow with the the treasurer's staff.
This isn't waterfront property, is it?
That one is not. The last one we did was.
Uh-huh. All right. Anything else on program open space, Mr. Treasurer? Mr. Comptroller?
Thank you, Governor. I have a question about item four.
Item four.
And my question is that earlier when we were looking at this CREP program, we were talking about the state putting in $33 million and the federal government putting in $200 million. Where is the federal money in or share in this in these contracts before us?
That's a great question. As we talked about last time, this is a two-step program, the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. So the landowner first enters into a contract with the federal government, and that's where all the funding goes. And that helps to establish the restoration environmental practices on the property. The state matches the purchase of the easement portion, which is the second step in the process.
So you're not troubled. Are you concerned that we don't apparently know, or do we know what the federal government is paying these individuals that we're giving the easements to?
We don't have access to information about how much the federal government is paying for each of these individual contracts. The reason is because of the confidentiality rules that that the federal government has with the landowners. So we don't have the specific amount for each project, but we know what the total amount will be for the entire program.
So they administer this themselves? I'm sorry. I'm learning something new, too. I just assumed that MDA or...
It's in partnership with MDA, but actually it's the Farm Service Agency that is part of the federal government that actually develops the contracts and processes all of the paperwork.
And so whatever they're compensated for through the CREP program stacks on top of what we do with the Rural Legacy stuff.
Correct. So they enter into the contract with the federal government. They are paid cost share to establish the conservation practices and an annual rental payment. Uh-huh. And then we are coming in with to permanently protect those practices with the purchase of a conservation easement.
And, Governor, if I could.
Sure.
It's not a huge issue, but I do think there's got to be some way for you to be informed by our federal partners about how they're spending their share. Because it only makes sense, since we're obviously negotiating with these parties also, that
we can certainly look into it and see what kind of information. Perhaps they can give us a block amount for how much they're spending each in each county, for example.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Anything else on program open space? Treasurer moves approval, seconded by the Comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. We move ahead now, forward not back, to the Department of Budget and Management.
Governor, Mr. Comptroller, Madam Treasurer, good morning. There are seven items on the Department of Budget and Management's agenda. I'd like to withdraw items 3, 4, and 5, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Items 3, 4, and 5 are withdrawn. Is there any question? Are there any questions on the balance of the Department of Budget Management agenda? Comptroller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. University System of Maryland, the only university system, I believe, in the country to have gone 4 years in a row without a penny's increase in college tuition for kids going in.
Sure. Good morning. Joe Evans, representing the University System of Maryland. We have 13 items on the agenda today. Do they answer any questions?
Mr. Evans, what's your favorite one?
What's my favorite one?
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
13 of them.
Any questions, University System of Maryland? No. Treasurer moves approval. Seconded by the Comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We move on to the Department of Information Technology.
Hello, Stacia Cropper, Department of Information Technology again. We have two items remaining on the agenda. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Comptroller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. We move on to the Department of Transportation.
Good morning, Governor. Mr. Comptroller, Madam Treasurer. For the record, Beverly Swames Daly presenting Maryland Department of Transportation. We have 12 items today.
Any questions? Treasurer moves approval, seconded by the Comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We move on to the Department of General Services.
Good morning,
Al
Governor.
Collins.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. Department of General Services has 17 items on our agenda, including two supplementals. Items 4GM, Line A, has been withdrawn, and 6RP is revised. I'd be glad to answer any questions you have on these items.
Any questions?
No, other than to note, this would have been a good day for someone to have an item up before us.
Get a haircut. All right.
This is what he was here for.
Comptroller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Forward together.
Thanks very, very much.
Now I'm
sure. That was a good one. What are you here for?
Goodbye. I've been meaning to say it.
Okay.